If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Capitalism. You think you know what it is. However, I learned from Veronique de Regis there's an creative impulse that the Trump administration, and conjoined with the Republican members of Congress, that are redefining capitalism for perhaps the planet. Veronique, a very good evening to you. Thank you. The Intel purchase or acquisition or dominance by the Trump administration, 10% of Intel now is owned by Uncle Sam. Is that capitalism is the question. My first glance is, well, Intel's a publicly traded company. It's not doing particularly well. The purchase by the U.S. government or the Trump administration or Congress gives the other investors heart to continue their trust in Intel, but it's struggling. Is it capitalism, or is this something closer to state-owned enterprise? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's at least a form of capitalism that most people wouldn't recognize. Now, it's not the most extreme form of anti-capitalism I've seen, but it is, it is highly unusual from a party that is claiming to still believe in capitalism. I mean, it's more like a state capitalism. It's more like what the Chinese government is doing.
Is it successful? Because that everything comes out in the wash, we understand. Are there examples where the U.S. government has bought 10% of a company and made it a great success, and so everybody gets rich?
No, it's not. It's usually this form of interventionism is not really successful. If only because it tends to create a lot of bad incentives within the company. It also is an unfair advantage to given to this particular company over competitors. It's and so it creates all sorts of problems. It can boost the profit of the companies that is being acquired or partially acquired in the short term. But again, the incentives that sets in, for instance, like it could be that some of the requirements set by the acquisition is that everything needs to be bought. Every product that is used needs to be brought here in the U.S., right? That increases the cost of everything. It could be also when the Democrats will be in power. These requirements on the company that is now partially owned by the government, they will change, and they'll change again with a new administration. So it's not a good. It usually doesn't work well.
Now, Intel's a troubled company. We go to another example in your latest column, of Creator Syndicate, MP, which stands for a mining company, the one mining company in the U.S. that has at least a moment ahead of everybody else for rare earths, which are not rare. We always say that every time they come up. Yeah. They're not rare. They're everywhere. But the government is now guaranteeing a price floor for MP. However, I read from you that the problem was never the price. The problem was never the MP. The problem was the regulation. Is it capitalism when you take a control of a company like MP, they're guaranteeing so much purchase by the DOD, and that your regulations are then lifted? That feels like almost as if the administrative state is acquiring a company that it entirely controls because of that regulation.
Yeah, so it's an interesting kind of question in this particular case, because I assume The acquisition is done by the Department of Defense, so there is a case to be made that in case of national security concerns, maybe the Department of Defense taking action into a particular company that is the only one operating at scale in the U.S. and producing rare earth, considering the importance of those minerals, it could be a case for it. But it's when you look closely, first, MP's competitors were very upset, not just small domestic competitors, but also international competitors that were not Chinese operated companies, because the whole point behind all this is to move away from using rare earth mineral from China. And the problem is that it actually creates a real disadvantage and potentially hinders other companies that are competing with China, that are trying to actually produce the stuff so we're not so dependent on China. And so competitors were like very disapproving of the move. But the other thing that they're doing is that they're guaranteeing some price floor. So guaranteeing that the government will be buying the production at a certain price to guarantee higher profits. But that's given to one company. So it means that basically if other investors wanted to actually invest in the U.S. to do the same thing, they'd be at a disadvantage unless we're going to be doing the same thing with everyone, which is also something that the administration is talking about, is setting price floors. But to me, this is definitely... If there was a case to be made that it's a national security concern, you may want to do something. But first, I think that no matter what you decide to do, it'd be better to remove the barriers put by the government that explains why, in part, there are so few rare earth mineral companies operated in the U.S. And regulations have actually proven to be an enormous impediment to anyone who wants to enter this business.
One more example, very quickly. U.S. Steel, acquired by Nippon Steel. Mm-hmm. Lots of guidelines. Is that capitalism?
No, I mean, like the U.S. has taken some golden share into U.S. Steel, and effectively, it's kind of a form of nationalization too, and that's just like that's not capitalism, and so it's very weird that this is what the administration has decided to do in all of these fronts, because while they may think that, of course, because these guys are business leaders, they're going to be able to do and decide everything correctly, which I think is an illusion. What happens when they're not in power? I mean, do they really think that this is a good model if other people than them are in power? I doubt it.
We mocked the solar panel companies of the Obama administration, which all failed. We mocked the EV companies, which all failed, except for Tesla, which wasn't dependent on the initial investment by the Obama administration. Do the Republicans forget that, or is it just that was then, this is now? We have 30 seconds.
This is now, and this administration seems very eager to put its finger on a lot of American businesses, and it's just very arrogant, I think, about it.
Veronique Tirigi, writing at the Mercatus Center about, is it capitalism? U.S. Steel, MP Mining, and Intel. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.